holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Are you angry with God? Let's talk about that.
Be Holy.
All right. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. We are talking about being angry with God. Is that you? Are you angry with God? Amen. I'm not saying you can't be angry with God. I'm just saying, are you? You know, I'm asking for a friend. Are you angry with God? Well, if you're angry with God, just be careful not to disrespect Him. Talk to Him about it. Tell Him why you're angry. Maybe He'll respond. Maybe He'll give you a better insight so that you won't be angry anymore. You know, massage your heart and your mind when you're dealing with God, because we always live in a human society, and God doesn't live in human society. God is a spirit. And so He sees everything. We only see what our eyes can see, but God can see everything. And because He can see everything, it's best that we kind of, you know, if you're going to talk to Him or be angry with Him about a certain thing, ask Him. Ask Him with respect. Ask Him with respect. You know, people want to end world hunger. Okay. Why don't you talk to them? You might be angry about that. Why are these people starving? These people over there aren't starving. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Who knows why anything is happening? You better ask God. You know, we know that a lot of these things come when we become wicked and we don't repent. And so then it becomes a curse that passes down to children, and things just keep passing on down, because the parents did one thing and they didn't help the children make better choices. They just did what they wanted to do. And so God was upset with the parent. And so now the children are doing the same thing the parents are doing. And after God did that, that made that threat to the parent, and the parent didn't change. And then all of a sudden His judgment came upon them. And now the children are hearing the threat and they're not changing. And so now the judgment's going to come upon them. And when I say children, I mean like, children, you know, they were born of these people and they're the children of those people. So I'm not necessarily talking about 3 and 4 or 5 year olds. I'm talking about their descendants, their family members. A lot of these things are happening to these people because they didn't change. But we're going to talk about this here today, where somebody's angry with God and telling Him about it. They're angry with Him and they are telling God off. They're not disrespecting God, no, but they're telling God about how they feel. And I guess you're allowed to do that because we can read it. That's where someone else did it. And don't show where God just totally destroyed them for talking to Him and telling Him what was on their mind. Verse number 1 on Jonah chapter 4. Now, God had told Jonah to go preach to this city and let them know that, look, in 45 days, I'm going to destroy this city. And Jonah said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm leaving. He went the total opposite direction. And so God fixed it to where he ended up having to come back to that city. And so now he came back to that city, told the people what God said. The people changed. Everybody in the city changed. The people just changed. They heard what God said from the prophet, and then they went and said, hey, we're going on a fast. Nobody eat or drink anything. And that's what they did. And God heard and saw what they did, and he changed his verdict on them. He didn't carry out the judgment that he had threatened to carry out on them. But here's another one. Here's the after the story. After the people changed, and now Jonah and God are sitting here talking. Here we go. Verse number one. This change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. Verse number two. So he complained to the Lord about it. Didn't I tell you before I left home that you would do this? So God forgave him, and he was, won God's judgment. I knew you were going to do this. You're just a merciful God. You're going to forgive these people. I knew you were going to do it. I told you before I left. And so he says, didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? That is why I ran away to Tarshish. Because I knew you were going to forgive these people. I knew that you were a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. Now, that whole city was wicked. That's what it said. The verse said that the city was wicked, and it was a big city. And this is what Jonah's telling the Lord after the fact. So the people changed and fasted. God changed and didn't destroy the city. Everybody's working well and doing better. And then you got Jonah talking to the Lord. This is why I ran to Tarshish. I knew that you were a merciful and compassionate God, slow to anger and, filled with unfailing love. You're eager to turn back from destroying people. I know you are. See, and as he's telling you something about God. God is eager to turn back from destroying people. So don't think of God as this little boy with a magnifying glass and he's just, up in the sky using the sun to burn us. That's not what he's doing. That's not what he's doing. He's eager to turn back from destroying people. That's what God does. He doesn't want to destroy people. God don't want to do it. People want to destroy people all the time, but God don't want to destroy people. That's not what he made them. He made us all. He don't want to destroy us. And so now you got Jonah. He's really going off now. Just kill me now, Lord. Just kill me now. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen. What I predicted. God didn't tell him to predict anything. God just told him to say this. And he said, kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen. The Lord replied, is it right for you to be angry about this? There's a question. Whatever you're angry with or angry about with the Lord, just ask yourself, is it right for me to be angry about whatever I'm angry about with the Lord? What did the Lord do to me? Is it right for me to be angry about that? Verse number five. Then Jonah went out to the east side of the city and made a shelter to sit under as he waited to see what would happen to the city. He's sitting there waiting. The people already fasted and God pulled back off of what he said he was going to do to them just because they fasted, not because they did everything right, but just because they decided to fast because they feared the Lord and they were wicked. So they were wicked people, but they feared the Lord and they changed when God said he was going to destroy the city. Verse number five, then Jonah went out to the east side of the city and made a shelter to sit under it as he waited to see what would happen to the city. Verse number six, and the Lord God arranged for a leafy plant to grow over there. Where he was sitting, God sent a big leafy plant to grow there. And soon it spread its broad leaves over Jonah's head, shading him from the sun. This eased his discomfort, and Jonah was very grateful for the plant. God did a little thing. See, he was angry, and God gave him a little comfort. Had that plant to grow, whether it was a tree or I don't know, a big leafy thing, whatever it was, it gave some shade. And it made Jonah feel better. You know, this eased his discomfort, and Jonah was very grateful for the plant. But God also arranged for a worm. The next morning at the dawn, the worm ate through the stem of the plant so that it withered away. And the sun grew hot. God arranged for his, for the scorching east wind to blow on Jonah. God, man. So he gave him a little shade. And then all of a sudden he killed the shade. Then he sent the east wind, the hot wind. And the sun grew hot. God arranged for the scorching east wind to blow on Jonah. And the sun beat down on his head until he grew faint and wished for death again. He wished to die. Death is certainly better than living like this, he exclaimed. Then God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about, you know, this plant dying, or because the plant died? Is it right for you to be angry about that? Then the Lord said, you feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in that spirit darkness, that spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city? So God put Jonah in the midst of that to make him see a little bit. Jonah was upset that God didn't do something for against these people and destroyed them. And then God created this little plant and let the plant grow, gave him a little shade. And then overnight, the worm came through and ate through the plant. And so the sun came and burned up the plant. The east wind came and got hot on Jonah. And Jonah was asking for death again. And then God says, hey, should you feel sorry or about that? That plant? That plant was nothing. You did nothing to make that plant. You did nothing to grow that plant. I did all of that. And so just like you're concerned about the plant and the shade and the heat, I'm concerned about the 120,000 people living in that spiritual darkness. In that city, they were living in spiritual darkness. Not to mention the animals. The animals were living in spiritual darkness too. That talks wonders there. A lot of us have pets and all that kind of stuff and animals and fish and everything else. And they in darkness. Shouldn't God feel sorry for them? Yeah, he did. And so he spared the city simply because they made a change. You can change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. You don't have to wait till next week. You can change today and get the mercies of God today. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.